this land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island.
A collection of works from across the U.S. comes together to form a sweeping survey of the country's current art scene. State of the Art, Discovering American Art Now, has opened at the Frist Center for the Visual Arts in Nashville, Tennessee. The works come from the Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville, Arkansas. Don Bacigalupi is the former president of Crystal Bridges and guest curator for the exhibit. He tells us visitors are in for a treat.
They're going to see a very interesting and lively cross-section of what's happening in American art now, and it means that American art is being made everywhere in every community. Artists are engaged in their communities. They're talking about real-life issues that they deal with personally or as communities. And the work is robust, it's lively, it's colorful, it's engaging, and I think it speaks very eloquently about the times we live in.
Mark Scala, chief curator at the Frist, calls state of the art extraordinary.
Even the idea behind it is completely mind-blowing. The idea of trying to visit almost every state in the country and trying to find what is really special about art that's being produced across the country and to bring it together into a very grand kind of epic presentation. It's a bit overwhelming. You know, trying to draw conclusions about, well, what is American art? I mean, why do we even ask this question? And what are the things that interest artists across the country? And are some of them similar? Are some artists working in the Northeast interested in things that are different from artists working in the Southwest? And so all of these questions are raised by this exhibition. Very few of them are answered, and that, I think, is the beauty of it.
The Crystal Bridges Museum came about largely thanks to Alice Walton, a philanthropist from Bentonville. Walton's idea was to bring art to a part of the U.S. often overlooked by leaders of the country's art community. Bacigalupi thinks the works and state of the art will reach people where they are.
That's a good way to say it. I think what it is artists working in their own lives and in their communities. So all of us live in a place with community members, with a society around us. And so what we're seeing here is artists doing that work, speaking to neighbors and friends. Many of these artists are teachers, or they're influential in their community in other ways, or in their churches. And so the idea that these are artists in their place, communicating about their place, you know, the individual becomes sort of universal in that way.
One piece in particular strikes a chord with Bacigalupi.
So this is a work by Vanessa German, who lives in a very tough neighborhood in Pittsburgh, and it's been a neighborhood, a crime-infested, very difficult neighborhood, particularly for children. There have been a lot of crimes against children. And Vanessa sees her work as providing comfort, power, and protection for children. So she calls these sculptural figures, power figures, and she imbues them with the power to protect children so that they're safe, so that they have, in fact, a safe place to go. She's actually created a studio where children come after school and they make art with her. So it's both a safe place for them to be off the streets, but also a place for them to communicate their own realities. And this is all kind of embedded in this work. These are Vanessa's stories as well, and they're very personal and very particular to her community.
Many of the artists you'll see in State of the Art are not as well known to many Americans. Scala, who sees thousands of pieces of art in a year, says some were new to him.
And that, I think, is part of the joy of the exhibition, this sense of discovering that there is an artist working in Omaha who is making mind-blowing work, as good as anything. And that's, I think, what drove the curators as they traveled around the country and truly unearthed some works that were in no way indicative of an artist who's not completely aware of what's going on in the world, in the art world, but in the larger world as well. I mean, it's a revelation.
As with any art exhibition, those who see State of the Art will have their own individual experiences. Scala says it boils down to accessibility.
I think the point of accessibility is something that I can't belabor enough. The idea of coming into the gallery and you may see something that looks a little odd or uncanny or unfamiliar, but there's something about it. The artist has made it her or his mission to draw you into this beautiful, unusual, in some way incomprehensible, oftentimes incomprehensible things. And the closer you get, the more you look, the more you realize, oh, this is making a connection with my life.
Bacigalupi believes all of us will find something in the show to which we can relate and enjoy.
For me, the experience of contemporary art is one of communication, and the power of communication from artist to viewer can be very profound.
State of the Art, Discovering American Art Now runs at the Frist through September 10th. FristCenter.org is the place to learn more, and Frist is spelled F-R-I-S-T. Paul Ladd, Nashville.
This land was made for you and me.